Here we're holding Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. We'll start again from the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says in the bottom of Nun Zayin Nun Nun Hey Amid Beis, it says Shisha Dvorim also Anshe Yerichoi, six things Anshe the people from Yericho did. Al Shloisha on three of these things the Michu Biyodam. The Chachamim was Meicha means rebuke them, told them they're doing wrong. The Al Shloisha LeMichu Biyodam, but on three of these things they did. The Chum did not stop them. They did not protest against them. Now the Mishnah says, "V'elu hein shlemichu biyodim." These are the three things that the Chumim did not stop the people from Yericho to do. For one was makivin de kolam kolayim. They used to graft palm trees together the whole day of erev Pesach. And we'll see in the Gemara by them it was a dovru avud, like this was a city that had a lot of palm trees there. And if they would wait even one day to graft them, they would lose out on the peris. Therefore, for them, it was mutter to graft these palm trees, even on Erev Pesach. Then, v'korchim eshma, they would put the shma together, like wrap it together. We'll see in the Gemara, they did not make any hafsekim, they did not stop in between the parshias of shma. And then, v'koytzrim, v'koytzrim lufnei oimer, they used to cut down and make piles, pile up the wheat before they brought the korban oimer, like before the 16th day of Nisan. Now Rashi says, v'koytzrim loigasin, nishnat bigoris here, the fact that they cut down the wheat, because that was a heter gomer, that they were allowed to do. Because like we hold in the Gemara, Menachah says that the Isser not to cut down the wheat or from the hay minim, that's the wheat, rye, spelt, oats, and rye, that's only from places that you could bring it for the Yomer. But here, this place, Yericho, was not a place that grows well, and therefore you cannot bring it for the Yomer. And therefore, really, you're allowed to cut them down. The Yichidish here is that's for Goychim. That we hold with the Rabbonim, you're not allowed to gather them together, because afraid you may come to eat from it. And there's an Issa Chodesh on it, you can't eat from it until they bring the Korban Yomer. So the Yichidish here, the Anshi Yericho, they were doing something wrong. They were even Goychim, they even gathered it together. But still, the Chum did not protest against them, did not stop them. So these are the three things that did not stop them. Now, the Eilu Shemichu Biyodim, these are the three things that the Chum did go to stop them. And that is that Matirin Gamzius Shalhegdish. The Anshi Yericho used to say you're allowed to have enjoyment from the Gamzius that belonged to Hegdish. Now, this Gamzius, that was branches, soft branches that grew on, let's say, a boxer tree, or else on a shikmah, on a sycamore tree, that the tree was hegdish, and they used to hold that it's mutav ano. Rashi says, this is gidul of ano from shegidlu b'charuv and shegidlu shegdish rabbeseyim, hey noye matirin lenis minagdil, they used to say a lot of enjoyment what grows up from it, because the derech of this charuv, this boxer tree, or the sycamore tree was, used to cut it down after 7 years, and then let it grow up again. So they held what grows up again later is not Hegdish, you're allowed to have Anor from it. And we'll see, really that's also, because it's called Gedulei Hegdish, that is also Anor. This is one thing. Then secondly, the Oichlin Mitachas HaNesharim B'Shabbos, they used to eat from the fruits that fell down under a tree on Shabbos. Now we are not sure whether these pears came down Erev Shabbos, or the pears came down, fell off on Shabbos, then it would be Yosset eat it. So really we hold it's Asa, it's Muksa. But they were Matarit. So therefore the Chum told them it's Asa, the Chum were Meicha B'Yodam. And V'noisnin Peya L'Yerek, they used to leave over Peya for a field that they grew vegetables on. And the Locher is Yepotah from Peya on Yerokos. Because a person does not bring them in L'Kiyum. You only chayiv on Peya on things that grow that you could store them and they last a long time. But your rockers that right away, they used to eat them up right away, you are potter from Peya. So they used to leave over Peya, and the Neum would come and take it. And the Chum went to stop them, because really they're being over in Aveiro. Because by them leaving over for Peya, they did not take Trumas and Maisers. Peya is potter for Trumas and Maisers. So it comes out that Neum would eat this without Trumas and Maisers. And really that was in Aveiro. They're not allowed to. So therefore, because really it's not Peya. So therefore, in these three things, it was Umichu Biyotim Chachom. The Chum stopped him. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonim, learn like this. Shisha Dvorim, six things, also Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did six things. Al shloisha on three of these things hoidu loy, the chomer greet him. V'yal shloisha lo hoidu loy, on three of the things he did, the chomer against him, they did not agree to what he did. Now, girer at somais oviv, he dragged along the bones of his father, meaning after his father was nifta, was mace, al mita shachabolam, on a bed made out of rope. In other words, he was not noy covered, he did not give enough respect to his father. Rashi explains that Mishum Kapori wanted to give his father a forgiveness. For like Kivru, he did not bury him bechavoid, respectfully, but Dargish Umita no on a nice bed. Mevnei Kiddush, he did it because Kiddush Hashem, she is Ganua Rosho, but you see Roshoim that he should look like he's lowering down the Roshoim that people should not want to be a Rosha. So the Rashi says his father was a Rosha, that's why he did this, to give his father a forgiveness. And now this was V'loi Micha, the Chum did not go against him. Second thing he did was, Second thing was, Kitas Nechash HaNechashish. He broke down, he crushed the Nechash HaNechashish, the brazen serpent that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and it was still around. And he crushed it down, and Rashi says, if he show you Toya Machra, people with Toya, that they made it for an Avodah Zarah, they're making mistakes, they're going after the wrong Derech because of that. Voidelo and the Chum greet him. Third thing was Ginas Sefer Refuas. He had a book of all medicines. So if somebody was sick, they just look at the book and take the medicine and become healed. And he abolished that. He was going to say, hit it. Voidelo and the Chum greet him. Rashi explains why. Because people were not davening to Hashem, they were not machnir themselves, they just took the refuah and they got well. So if we hit it, that people should start to have to better come on to daven to Hashem. So these three things the Chum greet him. But the al shloish lo hoidelo, there are three things that he did to the Chum and did not greet him. And that kitzeit dalso shleichel, he chopped down the doors of the heichel from the Beis HaMikdash. He took down the doors. He cut off the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, and v'shigron lemelech Asher, and he sent them to the king of Asher, and v'lohoid loy, the Chum did not greet him. And he did it to give Sheikhla, to give him a bribe, that he should leave them alone, and it was not nice to do such a thing like this, to take off the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. V'lohoid loy, the Chum did not greet him. Secondly, he did was sosa megichayim, he closed up the waters of Gichon Elyon on the upper part of Gichon, and Lohodlo the Chum did not greet him. Also, we did this in order that the Melech Asher should not want to come into the city to drink water. So that's why he closed up the waters. But he did something wrong because he should have rather been davening to Hashem and talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the third thing was Ibar Nisan Benisan. They came already Chodesh Nisan. And then he was Ma'abir this month, and instead of making it to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he made it to Adar Sheni. And that's Lohoid Loi, Chum did not greet him, Lohoid Loi. But the locker is, you have to make an Ibur, you have to make the extra month be Kaveirit during Adar Rishon. You have to be Kaveir during the first month of Adar, that the next month is going to be an Adar Sheni. But once you already made it for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then you're not allowed to be Ma'abir anymore to make the extra month into Adar. And to make another month, you're not allowed to do it. His reason was, Rashi says, because the people were Tomei then, and if we would have made like Nisan now and become Pesach soon, they would not be Tor in order to bring the Korban Pesach. So he wanted to push it off another month, but it was wrong what he did, because that's the Lochom. Once it becomes Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to make it an Ibur Yor anymore. Now, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the three things Anshi Richa did, first of all, was Makivin the Kolom Kolayim. They were grafting palm trees the whole day. Heichiyad, how did they do this? Omri of Yehuda, Maisi Asadara. What they did was they brought a fresh hadas, a fresh myrtle, Veshichu the Daphna, and they brought the type of beer that comes from the tree Daphna, type of the juice of this tree Daphna, the Kimcha the Sari, and barley flour, the Romi Bemono, that was put into a vessel, to lechal filei aboyim yomim, didn't pass by yet 40 days since they made this flour, this barley flour. And then they boiled them all together. And they would inject this into the heart of the palm tree. Ledikla beliber, in the heart of the palm tree. And that would make the palm tree go very, very strong, very big. And therefore what happened was, V'chol dekoi ba'boi amatidei, any other tree that was in four amis of this tree that had this injection of this type of seif, they did not do it to the next tree, they would dry up right away. Because the other trees became so strong and took up such all the nourishment of the ground that another tree that did not have this injection would dry up right away. So that's what it means, they were grafting on Erev Pesach. And the Chum were not Mecha, Mashmi, not supposed to do it, but they did not protest against them. Rav Acha Brei the Rav Omar, what they did was, Manchi Kufra Dichra Linikvusa. What they did was, they took a male branch and they grafted it on to a female palm tree. That's what they did, real grafting. Manchi Kufra Dichra took it from a male branch, the Nikvusa, and to a female. So they did grafting, that's what they did. And we said, they must have did it because they held it was like a Dov Rovud, but really, it wasn't, you're not supposed to do it. Just the Chomim were not Moicha. Then it says the Mishnah of the Korchina Shema. They would wrap together the Shema. What does that mean? How did they do? What did they do wrong? Even though the Chum were not Moicha. So Omar Rav Yehuda. Oimrim Shema Yisrael Shemekan Hashem Nachod. Lohoyu Masikin. They said the first Pesach of Shema and they did not stop. They were not Masikin. So Rashi said Lohoyu Masikin. The problem was between the word Echod and V'yahavto. Was even though you're supposed to be marach bi echod or lahavsig ben kabbalas malchus shemayim ledvar macherim, then the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael Shem Hashem Echod, that will mekabel upon itself the old malchus shemayim that Hashem is Hashem and He's Echod, and you're supposed to stop after that. And the next pasuk, like v'yahavto, that's already a tzavur, that's already another mitzvah v'yahavto. So you're supposed to stop after you say the first pasuk before you start v'yahavto, and they did not stop. So that's what they were doing wrong. Just the Chum did not stop them, did not protest against them. Rav Omar, Masikin, you know, they used to stop. They stopped after Shema before they started Yehavto. Elo Shoy Oimrim, Hayoim Al Lubavecho. Shonochim Mitzavacho, Hayoim Al Lubavecho. They said it straight, Hayoim Al Lubavecho. And really, we're supposed to stop. We're supposed to say, Ashonochim Mitzavacho, Hayoim, and stop a little bit. And then say Al Lubavecho. Because if you say it together, the Gemara says, Demashmi, it implies, Hayoyim al lubavechem. Today the mitzvahs will be upon my heart, but v'loy mocher al lubavechem. But not tomorrow. Tomorrow they will not be upon my heart, and that's not right. Supposed to do the mitzvahs every day. So if we're supposed to say Hashem anochi mitzavecho hayoyim and stop a little bit, and then say al lubavechem. The Tana Rabbanan looked at a brayse like this: Ketzad hoyu korchin eshma. What exactly did they do wrong? When the Mishnah says they were kirch and they wrapped together the Shema, so it's like this: Oimrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Akenu, Hashem Echod. Flohoyu Masikin. These are the words of Rabbi Meir that we had before. They were not master; they did not stop, but rather, right after Shema, rather they went to say V'yahavto. They did not wait to Mkabel or Machas Shemayim. Rabbi Yehuda says Masikin. How you know they used to stop after Shema before they said V'yahavto? Elo. They did not say it. So Rashi says the korchin means kolaymar shoyim medabkin kol hakriya kamoishi. They read it the way we have it. Shema and then v'yohavto, and they were not meisa. They did not add anything in like we do. They did not say baruch shem. Now the Gemara says v'yanan bayos. My time, Amrin and Lay, how come we say Baruch Shem? Why do we add in, after we say Shema, we say Baruch Shem, Kvoy Machus and Olam Vod? So Morris says, Kidderesh, Kidderdorish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. That the Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shimon ben Lakish says, the Postik says, Vayikra Yaakov al Bonov, Vayomer Hayosu, Vayavagidu Lachem. That Yaakov, before he was Nif, before he was Mace, he told his children, come and I'll tell you what's going to be. So it says that Bikesh Yaakov Lagalas Labonov Ketz Hayomin. Yaakov wanted to tell his children when the ends of the days will be. Pashit means when Mashiach will come, when will be the Seif. Rashi says here Ketz Hayomin means Shayachzi Yemina Lafonov, that a right will come in front of you. Shashiv Ocho Yemina Mitlayoyev, that right now enemies are right here like it's in the back because of our enemies. Ketz Hayomin, when Klaius will be Mizgaber, will be the rulers like. But when Yistalkim Amenu Shechina, the Shechina went away from Yaakov Avinu, and therefore he did not tell his children when the end would be. Omar, so Yaakov said to himself, Shema maybe chas v'sholom yesh b'mitos ipsul. Maybe like from my bed means one of my children's are not tzaddikim, are not doing righteous, but rather they're psul, they're doing rishis, doing something bad. Ki Avram, like Avram Avinu, shiatu menu Yishmael, one of his children was Yishmael, he was posel. The Avi, and my father Yitzchak, Yaakov said about his father Yitzchak, shiatu menu Esav, he had a brother Esav, there was Esav Arosha. His Omru Leibon of all 12 Shvatim said back to Yaakov, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekhen Hashem Echad. That Omru, they said like this, Kishem Shem Belibcho Elu Echad, just like by you, our father Yaakov Avinu, by you for sure Hashem, there's only one Hashem, Yom Yachad Hashem. Kach Ein Belibeinu Velecho, the same thing in our hearts also, we're only with one Hashem, like we're all Mekabel, Omach Hashemayim. So B'yos Yeshua at that time, Posach Yaakov Avinu opened up and said, V'yama Boruch Shem Kvei Machus Elon Mavuot. He said this memory, he said this thing of Shemay, of Boruch Shem. But to say he was happy, like to hear that all his children will be over Hashem. So why did the Shekhinah go away? Stam, it would be rotten of Hashem that he should not uncover, not tell his children when the end would be. So Amri Rabban, the Rabban said like this. Now let's see. Hechi Nevin, what should we do? Namru, should we say it? Should we say Baruch Shem, the same way we say Shema out loud? Lo Yamru Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't say that loud. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it, so how could we say it? Lo Namru, maybe we should not say it. Or Amru Yaakov, Yaakov Rabbeinu did say it, so what should we do? Is a skin of the Menat Akono, Shiwaimrim Oiso Bechashoi, we should say it quietly. Like we do it now, we say Shema loud, and then Baruch Hashem we say quietly, and then we say we have to. Omer of Yitzhak Yitzhak says that Amri Devei Rabami, Rami, by the Besamet Rabami, they said over, Amri Devei Rabami, in the Besamet Rabami, they said over, that Moshe's example, Lebas Melech, to the daughter of a king, Sharechu Tzikli Kedera, she smelled a good food, like the cook was cooking up good food, and she smelled it, and she had a tremendous desire to eat from it. So she felt bad. What could she do now? Im toimish, she's going to say, give me, let me eat from it now. Yesh la ganai, it's embarrassing to her. She can't hold the sun back, she has to eat right now. Loi toimish, if she should not ask for it now, yesh la tzash, she's not paying from this. So what happened was, his chilu av there, the cook there, he himself, lovi v'chashoi, he himself saw what was happening, and he himself went and brought her, gave her tea from this dish, quietly. So that's how Moshe here also. We chop around quietly, and we also say the sweet thing of Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Elolam Vued. Omer Rav Avua. Avua says, Heskinu Shioimru Moisa B'Korom. That really that the corner was, he's supposed to say Baruch Shem at loud, B'Korom with a loud voice. Mevnei Taruma Saminim. Because otherwise the minim is the people that want to look and get us and say we're doing wrong, they're going to have complaints as if to say, look at the Jews, they're mumbling other words. I mean, they're not only saying Hashem Echad, but they're accepting other gods also. So therefore they should not have terumas complaints against us, we should say Baruch Shem at loud. Baruch V'Nadoi Nadoi, the Lekki Minim, there was no minim at Hashem until then, is Amr Lebechashoi, they know, they said it low, like our minig is now, that we say Baruch Shem low. The only time you say that loud is only on Yom Kippur. Turn around, look like this. Shisha Dvorim also Anshi Yerichai. It says the Mishnah like, there's a Tesefta though. Six things Anshi Yerichai did. Shloisha Brots and Chachomim. Three of them were done. Brots and Chachomim were happy with it. Brots and Chachomim. Ushloisha Shloi Brots and Chachomim. Three were done, but not with the will of the Chachomim. It's a little bit different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just says that they were not Moicha, they were Moicha. Pamash, all six were not done with their rots and with their will. Here it says, no, the first three was done even with the will. Mashmah, they consented. They said, it's okay, the chomim. And the other three was done, shle b'rotzen. The elu, these are b'rotzen, were done with the rots and with the consent of the chomim. That the makiv and the kolom kolayim used to graft these palm trees the old day of Erev Pesach. The korchin and shema, and they would wrap together the shema, like we just learned. They would say shema together, without the stops, without the breaks. And the kotzen of Neyimer, and they will cut down the tvua from the heminim before the yomer. That's okay. That you're allowed to do. But the elu, these are the three things shaloi brotzer chachamim. What they did was not with the will of the chachamim, and that's goitshim of Neyimer. Not only did they cut down the wheat or the barley, but they also piled it together. They worked with it, and that the chachamim did not want you to do because you're afraid you may come to eat it. And before the yomer, it's chodesh, it's also to eat it. or ports and parotas used to break through openings, began the same in their gardens, or the same in their orchards, lahakil, in order to feed, nesher means the pears that fell down by itself, even on Yom Tif or Shabbos, lianiyim, that the niyim should be able to come in and eat from those fruits, b'shnei b'tzaras in a hungry year, b'shabbos of Yom Tovim, they did this on Shabbos and Yom Tif, and that's not right, like we'll see in the Gemara, it's a shal of muksa, that the pears that come off, fall off the tree, that's muksa, they can't eat it. Well, the third thing was umatirin. The second thing is umatirin gamzu yishal hegdish. They were matter the new growths that grow up, the new shoots that grow out from a tree of hegdish. Shel charu from a boxer tree, v'shel shikma from a sycamore tree. Tibur Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. That he was gurious again. That three things the chama were masking that said it's okay, and three things they said no, it's not okay. Amalei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, "In Barasa Chacham Hayu Oisin, if they did it with the will of the Chachamim, then if so, Kol Adam Oisim Kein, everybody should do this way." Like the Mir Tesach, how could you say they were grafting Erev Pesach the whole day, or they said Shema B'Korchem together? How come we don't do it that way? Ela rather, Rav Yehuda learns, "Elu V'Elu Shlomi Barasa Chachamim." No, all six of these things were done without the will of the Chachamim, Hayu. But rather, just like this though, but Hayu Oisin. But our shloisha, but on three of them, michu biyom nechom, stopped them and protested against them. The our shloisha, three of them, loy michu biyom nechom, did not stop, not protest them. Like I said, like we have the gears in our Mishnah. Now the elu, these are the things shloim michu biyodem, that the chom did not protest and stop them. And there is, even though what they were doing was not being done v'rotz, and the chom did not want them to do it. If you would ask them, the chom would say, "Do not do it." Just now that they were doing it, they did not make a protest, they did not stop them. And that's Makiv and the Kolom Kolayim, that they were grafting these palm trees the whole day of Erev Pesach. For Korchin and Shema, they said Shema together without making the stops in between, without saying Baruch Shem. For Koitzrin, Vigoitzin of Neyoim, they did two things. Not only did they cut down the wheat and barley, but they also piled it up, made a goydish out of it. And that's also in Midrabban, that you should not do. But they did not stop them. But V'elu, these three things, Shemichu B'yodim, these three things, they did stop them, they made a protest. And that's on that the Anshei Yericho was Matirin Gamziyu Shel Hegdish, that they said, you'll have to have enjoyment from the shoots, the growths, that come out of a tree that was Hegdish, Shechruv, a boxer tree, V'shal Shikma, or sycamore tree. And secondly, your parts and parts that used to make openings, they got the same in their gardens, or the same in their orchards, Lahachil, to feed Nesher, the pears that fall off on Shabbos and Yom Tov, laniyim, to the poor people, b'shemos of Yom Tovim, b'shnei b'tzeres, on a hungry year, even though it was like tztaka, but still, you can't give them an issi, not let them eat, muksets, also eat from it. And also, noisnin peyili erik, they used to leave over pey on the fields from a vegetable field, and of these last three things, omicha b'yonachon nechomim, wamaychom, the Chum said, you're not allowed to do these things on Aveiro. You can't eat from the tree of Hegdish. Or you can't all leap over Peyah, because you'd be Maichod Aniyim then, a Tevel. And Nesha, the parents that fall off, remained Muksa, you're not allowed to eat them. Now the word says, the sovereign of Yisrael of Yehuda, says the sovereign of Yehuda, Ketzira, cutting down the wheat before the Omer, was also being done Shleib Ratz Chacham, without the will of Chachamim, he... Agrat Nan, we learned, Anchi Yericho, the people from Yericho, the din is Kaitzrin, they have a right to cut down the wheat of Neyoimer. And that was done Baratz in Chachamim. The Chacham were masking, like we learned before. The Rashi says, Kloimer, Lo Yekpidu Chacham, the Chacham were not makbid upon this. The Yisur of the Reis Lekha, there's no Yisur of the Reisa. Why? Because Anchi Yericho was the Mokim of place, Shiat Nevihu, you did not bring the Eimer from there. And there's the usual son of Nisr the Rabbanon, and the Yisr the Rabbanon, there's not even Nisr the Nami lesson, not even Nisr the Rabbanon over here. That what Dilma Oslam Echem, and they may come to eat from it. Loi Gozru, to a Chodesh, because the Tfuah now is Chodesh, it's before the Yomer, and everybody knows that Mibdu B'dilim, and everybody is separated from it. Kulashasa the whole year. Shena Noi Goysoi Kolashana, they don't eat from Chodesh the whole year. So therefore, the Ksira was done Baruch Chachamim. So how could you be girls this also, which like Baruch Chachamim? The Gemara ends off again. V'etnan anshi richo koytzun of nayoyme brotzachomim, but v'goytchen of nayoyme shloim brotzachomim. But the Goitchin, that was done Shaloi Brosh Chachamim. But on this, Lamichum Biyodim Chom, the Chom did not Meicha, they did not stop them. And like the bottom Rashi says, Goitchin Shaloi Brosh Chachamim, why, Kivan, the Loi Pseida, since there's no Pseida, you're not going to lose out anything here, you're not going to be mastered, that can have a loss, is Gosu Hira Bonomedic Zera, Shiamtino wait, Mishum Shemitoich Shumasase, but since you're working with it, we're afraid, maybe come teach from it. So therefore, this you're not supposed to do. But, Kitzira, this is Mutter.
So to make piles out of the wheat itself, that the Chum didn't want you. But just to cut it off, that we weren't afraid to come to eat it. So tomorrow, Man Shamadle, who do we hear from? The Ida Omar, Michu, Voloi Michu, that certain things the Chum said don't do, and certain things they said you could do. We have Yehuda. He is the one that says that when Michael Chum said three things, stop doing. Ugetonia, this right says, Koitrim Barotza Barotza Chachomim. It says here you're allowed to cut down with the consent of the Chachomim. You see, it's mutter to cut down with the consent of the Chachomim. So the Chutz Astira, before we're saying that Yehuda says even Koitrim was Shalai Barotza Chachomim. But the Mala Taimach, Hani Yabo Hevi. Anyway, Shrei, you have four things here. We before said only three things, and now you're saying four things. Elasana Mikan Ksira. Elasana Mikan take out of here. Not to make any kashas, Ksira doesn't belong here. Because really, Ksira, cutting down the wheat, you have Yehuda all this mutter. That's not a place where you bring the aimer from, so matkili you're allowed to cut it down. So it's true, take out the word tzira. Then you're only left with three. The Rashi says, L'taymech, the tzira loch, ha'od li'yeh katani, elu b'yelu, shtrei b'at z'chomim, yel, ashtrei shol micho, b'kol choshev abo, it says four things there. Ma'kivin, they used to graft, the korchen, say shema together, the koitzin, cut down the goitzin. So teretzira, take out the word the koitzin. The Kaitrim doesn't belong there. The Kaitrim Tak is Mutter. Ravaita. So says now in the Mishnah also, Matirin Gamzuya Shel Hegdish. What one thing that did wrong, and the Chum Wamoicha said you're doing it wrong, is when somebody was Maktish a tree, and then later the new growth, something grew on it, they held what's growing now is Mutter. Who Matirin Gamzuya Shel Hegdish shall grow from a box of tree, Vishal Shikma. Is Omru, they said like this. The Anshi Richa said, our fathers, Lohigdishu el Akuris. They were only Makdish, the bark, the tree itself. That's what they were Makdish. But you know not the Gamzuya Shel Hegdish. But we are Makdish now, what the new growth. Something the new stalk, the new leaves or branches are growing out, we're Makdish. Because our fathers weren't Makdish that. Shechrub Shel Shikma. So Gemara says, now what's the Machlokes? Uvegidulin haboyim liacha mikan askinin. The Machlokes says these new branches that grow out of the tree after you were Makdish. So the Shasta father said this tree should become Hegdish. He made a Gdusha Saper. It was only Chal on the tree itself. Now later, new branches grow out. The Savri law, so Anshi Richa held, Kamandiyama ain Mila Begadulim. Something that grows out of Hegdish, there's no Issa Mila on it. Issa Mila is only something that has Kedusha Saper. If you spoke out with your mouth, this should be Hegdish, and then you have enjoyment from it, you're over the Issa Mila. But here you are, the fathers are only Makdish the tree. Now the new branches that grow out, there's no Kedusha Saper on it. So therefore, there's no Istamila. That's what Anshi Richa held. For Rabbonin, what's the Sron Rabbonin? They hold Savri, need the Mila Lekka, true. Midiraisa, there's no Istamila. You don't have to bring a Korbin, or the Isura Miyawika. Avadan, Avadan, Isra, there is. Because the Maisa, this tree belongs to Hegdish. So anything that grows out of the tree is growing out of Hegdish's tree. So you're not allowed to have enjoyment from Hegdish. So if Avada it's also. Rashi says, "Bigdulim masech the milo." Machlekes the answer of Rabbanim. Yeah, it's fine. Right, uparotzin process. The next thing wrong they did was they used to make holes in the fence that the aniyim could come into the orchards or the gardens and take the fruits that fall off on Shabbos off the tree. Izama Rula Sula said, "Amir Abshirim Medlokish Machlekes." What's the machlekes between Anshi and Richoy? They held it was mutter, and the Chum that say it's also. Where's the machlokes of these fruits that fall off the tree on Shabbos? Can you eat them or not? Is Vishel Mechabdes. The machlokes is only by the Mechabdes, that's where the machlokes is. So Rashi learns, Vishel Mechabdes means Kapois Tomorrow Main Barosh Hadekel. On the top of a palm tree, that's where the dates are. The Ksufois Zuei Tzuzu. And they're bunched together, one next to another. The mamas bunched together. Kain Kli, like a Kli. Okay, and when the palms, when the dates fall off it, Mekabloi soysim, they receive the dates. V'chivan the gevoya, since it's very high up on the tree, v'tzorach lahalas aladekel, you have to climb up the palm tree, l'noit want to take it, is chashin and shema yitloi shemin ha-mechuborois, devi abalochem. We're afraid if you want to climb up the palm tree to get those dates that fell off the tree, we're afraid maybe while you're climbing up the palm tree, you'll pull off a branch. Like the argument is, it's an iser to climb up a tree on Shabbos, even to mishtamish, to use a tree on Shabbos. Because there's a gzera, maybe you come to pull off a branch or pull off the fruits. So that's where the machlokes is. If the top fruits that are stuck on top of the tree, the Rabbanan, the Holy Gemara says, Gazrinan Shem Yalav Yitlish. We're afraid maybe you climb up the tree, and while you're climbing up the tree, the Yitlish, you pull off some new pears. That's why it's also. The Yanshi Richa Sarvi, the people in Richa held, no. We're not afraid, maybe you climb up the tree. They held, since these pears now are not attached anymore, therefore you're allowed to climb up the tree and take down the fruits. Abel Michel Bena Kippen, but the fruits that are on the bottom of the tree, that didn't not are stuck on top of the palm tree, Bena Kippen, we have before meet mamish on the bottom of the tree. That's where these fruits fell to.
All right, turn over, continue on the other side.